rocket soul.
Welkom, lieve luisteraars, bij Funky Nassau van donderdag 22 september. Ik ben uw host, Jarmo FM. En ik heb hier bij mij in de studio twee hele leuke, lieve gasten. Reverend Rooster.
And friend.
Yeah, they got one friend here with me now.
Hello, I'm the friend.
All my other friends abandoned me.
Eentje heeft afgezegd, dus we gaan Engels praten. Want onze gast Reverend is American. Dus we gaan over op Engels. En unfortunately, one of our rooster friends wasn't able to come. Hopefully he's listening now. Joe, shout out.
Uncle Machine Gun Joe. Machine Gun Joe.
But right. We still have another guest here in the studio. Of course, you have Rooster, and Rooster has
been. Who else? The other guest we got, Yarmo?
Do you want to introduce
him? I only know him as Bam Bam. Because the way he slapped them drums, he beat on them drums like an owe of money. I seen the way he was hitting on them things. It was raw. Bam Bam from the band The Mudfoot, as well as Reverend Rooster and Friends. Wow. Welcome to the show, you know.
Thank you.
Or AK Man. Don't let him see me, girls. He ain't that quiet, Darby. That man got a lot on him.
I can't top that. So,
thank you for that introduction, Rooster. We're going to start off with the first song because it's called Fly By Night by Farida and the Tomases. It's Fly By Night because I was very fly last night, but I'm very dead today.
So. Wait, hold on a second. You don't skim over that kind of shit. What do you mean you was? Oh, I guess we gotta wait till after the song. Oh, that's just wrong. Oh, that's wrong.
Tricky Nasa. Beretta and the Tomases, Fly By Night, here by Funky Nassau. So, guys, how are you guys been doing today, man?
Well, let me just say this about that. Today was another beautiful day in Amsterdam. You can't top the days you've had. It was cool. The sun came out. It's like today was made for today. Today was made for today. Yeah. I got up today and I looked out the window. You know what I said? Today is here. Here is now, and today is here.
Was a little disappointing.
I'm sorry to tell you that, but every day above ground put me in the bonus round. That's all I'm saying.
That's more like it.
All right.
And what about you, you know?
Well, I see this little light on air blinking, so I'm not sure if I can talk.
No, you shouldn't. No, this is the time to be quiet when it says on air.
I'm good.
Yeah. So what did you do today?
I sat in the studio with my...
On some new music?
Yes, I'm sitting in the... I went to the studio with my friend and colleague, Jan, and we worked on our record.
No, I understand your record. You guys got a personal record coming outside from everything else. Now, what kind of music is it? Is it funky or what?
It is like, I don't know. It started as some slow techno and now it's a mix of everything, but it's electronic.
So are you going to be releasing anything? Maybe you can tell us something about what kind of music you make, because of course you're a drummer. But
a badass drummer, too. I might add. Lord, he put that stuff. He beat the drums like it owe him money and shit.
That's true.
I ain't lying. I seen him beat on him.
But yeah, you're also a producer, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
And you, and what kind of music do you produce?
Well, right now I'm for the first time I'm making my own music, so I'm doing this record with Jan. Jan van Wieringen and the project is called Plofkip.
Oh, okay.
And
why?
Why? I don't know.
Is it to express your soul, to let your soul open up?
I don't know. I think it's Plofkip. It's
Plofkip. That got to do it. Ain't nobody like asked Plofkip to come up in here. Oh, get on out of here, Plofkip. That's a dude,
Plofkip,
right?
Plofkip is like a chicken that's like a battery chicken.
A battery chicken.
Yeah, you know, it's like
now, you know, I'm the rooster. I know all things chicken because I'm rooster. You know that.
Yeah,
they like mess with this.
It's like an industrial chicken. You know, like they make them really fat. They give them, put them full of.
Oh, sorry, rooster don't know about them.
It's what you usually get in America. It's like
regular chicken
in America.
You don't want to start relations here. You know,
it's what they call free range in America.
Free range when it doesn't. Yeah, it's our version of free range. That's funny.
Hey, so
at some point, we got to talk about how all three of us met, because this was purely by accident.
Well, since you got it there, like, can you tell us some about how we met?
Well, Jarmo, you took me to a concert at the Paradiso.
We'll have to ask that guy. We can actually play some music.
You going to play some Blato Slakale? That's good, man. I like that band. Blato Slakale. Yeah.
But not right now, though.
Oh, not right now. Well, yeah.
You can finish your story first. All right,
well. Yarmo takes me to this concert, and these guys, they are good. Some African sort of funk band, but you know, I know funk a little different from the States, so I went down to the bathroom, not to smell the funk, to donate to the funk. So I come out the bathroom and they're playing all these old R&B Motown songs on the radio, so I started singing to it by myself in the bathroom, and a group came down, of which Yuno knows, who's our drummer, Bam Bam. Yuno and Bam Bam are the same guy, just so you know. And he says, hey, why don't you come to my studio and jam? I go there. The guy's name was Casper. Great studio. We just jammed. And
you and Yuno actually didn't meet.
I didn't meet Yuno there.
We met at the Electric Monkey.
Yeah.
So what happened? Tell him what happened from there. How you met?
Yeah, so I was sitting there making trap beats with... with
Young
another
Buddha.
Producer,
Young Buddha. Buddha.
Young Buddha.
Young Buddha. Yeah.
Young Buddha.
How is he doing?
I haven't spoke to him for a while, but the last time I spoke him, he was in Brazil, so he's doing some tropical music.
Oh, Red Buddha working.
Red
it
Buddha.
Out.
Yeah, 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 yeah. He's making great beats, and so we were just sitting in our little bubble, and then we walked into the hallway, and then we heard like, all right,
all
I was like, wow,
right.
Who is this vibrant personality, soul, energy hanging around in this hallway? And then we just started talking and we hit it off, and it was just great.
At the time, you didn't tell me you were a drummer, you were just engineering, so I had no idea drummer you were.
That's right, we hijacked you into the studio, and then we said, like, can you like yell and sing these things, and we're going to cut them up and put them into a hip-hop song, hip-hop beat. And when we even recorded like a voiceover and like a...
In a world where Yuno is Bam Bam and Bam Bam is Yuno, who does he sleep with at night? Who's in bed with him at night? Yeah, LOL! Wow!
That would be that would be Flecky, my cat.
Oh, Flecky! Oh well, but you know it's pussy, right? Anytime you get pussy in bed, you win.
In a way. Yeah.
All right, work it out.
True that. So I got some nice James Brown coming up.
Oh, I love me some
James. It up and drive your funky soul.
Bust the move.
It's gonna be pretty funky. It's also in the jingle of Funky Nasa, so people enjoy. Uh-oh. James Brown.
Hey, why don't you boost this so I can hear it in the headphones?
Get yourself together and drive that. Hey! that bonker soul. Raise up, get yourself together. Drive that bonker soul. Lost land, raise up, get yourself together. Drive that bonker soul. Birmingham, raise up, get yourself together. Drive that bonker soul. On the Isle of Man, get yourself together. Drive that bonker soul. Raise up, get yourself together. Drive that bonker soul.
Since the man got three, we better well use the three. You understand?
All three of
them. Can we use the three? Take them on home, Brad. Take them. Get up. Get yourself together. And drive that monkey soul.
Steeds naar Funky Nassau hier bij Radio Salto. Je hebt geluisterd naar James Brown. People get up and drive your funky soul.
Drive your funky soul all the way home.
Hey, so Rooster, so I heard you were gonna get married.
No, I ain't getting married. But let me float this idea along y'all radio peoples. Listen, let me throw this idea. Now, Bam Bam came up with this idea. He's a demented drummer, he is. Anyways, I love me some Amsterdam. I'm trying to stay up in here, right? But America, the great country, America won't let me. They said to me, if you leave, you can't come back. So think about your thoughts of where you want to stay. But I love me some Dutch peoples, right? So now, my guitar player in my band he's technically French. Left France when he was 20 years old, came to America. So... Now,
still has
I am not gay. If anybody know the Rooster, let know Rooster love him some women's. I love me some women's. How in the ever I want to stay here. So we were thinking if...
And this is the gay capital of the world.
And it is the gay capital of the world. So I figured, not that I'm gay now. Wait, hey, don't start with that gay capital stuff. Doggone it. Anyways, if I married a guitar player who's French, I'd have dual citizenship. You see where I'm going with this, right?
Yeah.
I ain't trying to love on him. I love the women's.
Well,
just in case y'all was
thinking. You guys are almost family.
We are roommates. His mom died. His sister is deranged. All he's got left is me. And we got together is music. We make musical intercourse together. And we do it very well with our new third partner.
That's another reason.
We have a menage a trois musical intercourse with Bam Bam, Zeus Einstein, and yours truly, Reverend Rooster. If you have not had your ear hole pregnated by our music, you might want to look on Facebook under the band Mudfoot. All right.
So can you tell me a little bit something about the last few weeks, the last 2 months? You guys have been playing a lot together. Like, what were the ups and downs?
I'll see. One of the downs is I lost my bike at a jam. One of the ups was Uno found his cymbals. That's right. We lost Uno's cymbals somewhere in the mix. Uno, tell him all about it. Tell him about how you was heartbroken because your cymbals was gone. Tell him!
Cymbals zijn de hi-hats van de drums. Die dingen die... Tsch, tsch, tsch.
De metalen platen.
Yeah, my kowtow. Yeah, that. And, well, you know, the one...
I was going to tell the story.
Well, no, I mean, my one big highlight. Okay. We nailed, you know, as a drummer with the band Mudfoot officially. So he's in. That's the boy.
Welcome.
We've been looking for 5 years for a drummer. We nailed it. Unfortunately, live over here in Deutschland, but I'm going to bring him back to the States. He's going to work it out with me. All right. Doug, go on, tell him what you love, son. Tell him what you know, you know.
Well, I'm very happy to be part of the band. It was really a blast to do these shows. And
You got hijacked.
I got hijacked, but I was willingly, you know, putting myself out there to be hijacked by this amazing band. So,
yeah. And so tell the story about your cymbals.
So I was in the studio and then I spoke to Jarmo and we were trying to, you know, meet up to get the my drum kit picked up. And I was a bit in a puzzle time wise. And then Jarmo said like, oh, I'm just, you know, I can pick them up for you. And so that's what he did. And
that was after the gig we did at Eyecatcher, right?
Yeah, that's right.
The gig at Eyecatcher, Jarmo collected the rest of our gear, all the gear we could get to. I was unable to be there and Yuno couldn't make it. He had previous engagement. But then the cymbals got loaded. Jarmo, where'd the cymbals go when they left Eyecatcher?
I had no idea. I was very sure that I dropped them at Yuno Studio, but they weren't there.
Well, I felt so horrible for you that you lost them because I always transport my own drum kit and then you were sort of doing that for me and then they got lost and
dude, we felt horrible for you, like your cymbals were gone.
Yeah, because it actually had an autograph by Dave Grohl on it, right?
That's right. And it also contained my first hi-hat with my name on it. So it has a lot of
sentimental value.
Yeah.
And
that sounds great.
We were hurting for you, bro. But then Jarmo books a gig for us out. Where was that gig at, Jarmo? Somewhere out near the beach?
Timbuktu. Yeah, it's called Timbuktu. It's
so you had
great place. Great acoustics.
Shout out Timbuktu. Yeah
Mukulubukutu.
And very nice people.
Great people. Hardest working crew there. Yeah. I've never seen a harder working crew behind the bar and to make everybody comfortable. And they had their hands full.
This was actually maybe the first time I ever had like the bar people actually helping me load out stuff.
Those people are all amazing. So anyways, you borrow the company truck for a company party, and in the company truck we find
the cymbals,
the missing cymbals, and we played that night with those, and we nailed. The band was great. It was a good time. Sorry, not everybody was invited. It was a private party. But just know we partied for you and your uncles and your cousins. We partied for everybody.
Yeah.
It was really great. Cool. I also want to make a shout out. You know, then Joe, Machine Gun Joe, offers a jam up every Friday over at his rehearsal studio. And we were over there playing, and I brought a buddy with me named Jared. Jared Cole is his name. He's the author of a book called Beginnings. Now, get this concept. He's written this book, and you know, almost everybody has ADHD. No one has any sort of attention span worth anything, and me included. So what he's done, he's written a short book with a bunch of short stories. Each story is about two paragraphs long, and you finish up how the story should go. Great concept, you know, and it's a book. He's going to do it also. It'll be coming out soon. Jared Cole's his name. Look for the book called Beginnings. Okay, I did my shout out.
That was your plug? Can you give us an example of a song?
Well,
of a story?
He read one to me. I can only sort of paraphrase it. He's really good. He's a really great wordsmith. He knows how to color the scene with the words that he uses. I'm not that articulate. I just got a voice that goes, "Ow! Have mercy." Now, how do you write that in a book? Look for the book. Beginnings, Jared Cole. Right. Really interesting.
All right. I'm going to play another song. It's going to... Have you ever heard of the band called Bohannon?
Bohannon.
It's that
do,
a yes?
Do, 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 do. You mean John Bohannon? They play with Led Zeppelin?
I think... No, not sure. But it's Bohannon.
Not Bohannon Rhapsody, written by Queen? No. All right, gentlemen. No, no, I guess I'm done.
You just have to listen to it, and maybe you'll...
Well, let's give it a listen. I got my ear all wide open.
So it's Bohannon, it's me and the gang. You might know the sample from Paul Johnson. Me and the gang. En ik zit hier ook met me in de gang, Reverend Rooster Friends.
Alright.
Yeah. Bam Bam. Drummer Bam Bam. Hey, Bam Bam. Jij wil een nummertje opdragen aan je moeder? Vind ik heel lief. Ik heb ook heel veel liefde voor moeder. Dus
ja.
Tel.
Ja. Yeah, I wanna dedicate this song for my mother. To my mother.
Aw, what's your name?
My mother is Vera Virginia. It's her full name, her birth name. And she brainwashed me with all kinds of great grooves. And this is one of them. I was completely brainwashed with this song.
Would you say that's why you're the drummer you are today? Because
yeah,
she is?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, let's listen to the sound.
Okay, here we go.
Vera, deze voor jou. Van je lieve schattig zoon, you know. Earth, Wind and Fire. Sun God is live.
Die bij Frankie Nas.
Pino.
You know, beautiful selection. That was a beautiful selection of a song.
Yeah, we were just talking about how good the bass player was.
The bass player and the drummer. Do not neglect the bass and the drums. In any band, that's your foundation. The bass, if they're going to make you stump your foot or shake your butt, when you go to grab that woman to dance, you dance it to what the drummer and the bass player put down. Know that now. All right.
Because I remember when I was small, when I was a kid, nobody wanted to play the bass because nobody really understood how important the bass was. And it's, a lot of people feel like it's boring. You know?
It could be perceived as boring, but all you got to do is in your mind take the bass out of any song and you'll see how empty it sounds. The bass is the heart of any piece of music, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You know, and then the drummer is a timekeeper. The drummer is setting your tempo and how it's going to feel and how loud it's going to be.
And so why is, you know, a.k.a. Bam Bam, the perfect drummer for you?
For me, two things. He's got a great temperament. When you try to teach him something or explain something to him, he doesn't look at, don't show me how to do it. I already know how to do it. He has an attitude of, that's a different approach. That's refreshing because I am a drummer and I can be very demanding. But I showed him roughly what I was doing and we did a jam over at Malo Mello and I played the drums and he really clocked into what I was doing because I was playing with some guys I never played with before. Yet we sounded like we were a band. Caught on to that and he goes, I see what he's trying to do. He took the ball and ran with every show after that and every time got better. I mean it seriously. I'm going to be so depressed to have to go back to L.A. and play with those local airheads with the narcissistic attitude. I am not looking forward to it. But
sounds
I
like
do
every
shows.
American.
It pretty much is. Me included. I'm pretty narcissistic too.
So, you know, why do you want to play with Rooster?
He's just this force of life. this sort of sun, you know? Yeah. In the front of the stage, and it's just great to have this groove, you know, like when we play and Rooster has the bass and I do the kick snare thing, but it's like when we lock, it's like
It's
so nice.
Magical we play together. It really, really is.
Yeah.
And those that missed it this year, I'll be back next year in the first week of July. There'll be a lot of shows on our roster. Follow us on Facebook and on Instagram. And we're also on what's the other outlet?
TikTok.
No, TikTok, but that's
Facebook,
for the kids.
Instagram.
We have a webpage also. The
www.themudfoot.com.
Yeah, www.themudfoot. MUDDFOOTE. Two D's and put an E after the T. Mudfoot. All right.
And Rooster also has an OnlyFans. He doesn't know that yet. But we're working on it.
You know what? I'll start doing it. You guys got me railroad. You got me in it.
I had another good question actually, but I kind of forgot about it.
Was it about my haircut?
No, it was. Oh. Oh yeah, no, it was a question to you. So you never played blues before you met Rooster, or did you?
Well, no, that's funny because I played a lot of blues. My first band was a blues band.
Oh.
Yeah, so I started.
Right.
Yeah, I started playing drums when I was 8. And then my mother, the same mother I mentioned before, she and another mother from our primary school class, they put me and Michiel together because Michiel just started playing guitar. So we were just sitting in my room and it's like, I mean, we got along well, but we didn't know each other that well.
You guys had a disco version and Mary had a little lamb, didn't you?
Yeah, something like that, you know. So he opened his book, I opened my book, you know, and I just played this rhythm like tick, 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 tick. And he was just playing.
Mary had a little lamb, a little lamb, a little lamb. A man had a little lamb. Fleas, a white as snow. I think it went like that.
Yeah, it was, yeah. And this was like the funky version of it. And But yeah, no. So after a while, it started to become like more of a band. But Michiel is really into like blues music, and I was really into like I just heard like 80s pop and.
Do you still know him now? Do you still know?
Yeah, he moved to Germany to study classical guitar, but and he stayed there, and he
still play Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Yeah. He started to play. What's the German version of Mary Had a Little Lamb?
Was I close?
That was pretty close.
Hello!
That's the Danish version, though.
Oh, I get mixed up.
Sounds a bit like it.
Why are y'all trying to call me right now?
So, I want to play another song by Rufus Thomas. Do you know Rufus Thomas, Rooster?
Ruben Thomas? No! Not Ruben Thomas.
No.
Yeah.
But you know him, right?
I heard of the name. I'm not sure. I probably know his music, but I'm not a big fan.
We're gonna watch one of his shows.
We're gonna watch some of Rufus Thomas.
Have you ever heard of the Watt Stacks Festival?
Watt Stacks Festival. Not Tex. Stacks. Yes, I heard of it.
That's what I said.
You said Watt Stacks. Tex Stacks.
Watt Stacks.
Watt Stacks.
Watt
Stax was a record company in America that R&B bands played on. Yeah.
And they had a football stadium there. Yeah. And they had like the Black Woodstock there.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen this footage?
I never saw it.
It's
heard
narrated
it.
By Richard Pryor.
Oh, no.
And you can see all these like Isaac Hayes, Rufus Thomas, Staple Singers.
Ooh.
It's great footage. And there's this one part of the documentary or during the festival that everybody ran on the pitch. Because Rufus Thomas was playing, and Rufus Thomas he was such a charismatic guy. It's crazy. Like that's why he really reminds me of you. And he would just talk to the people and tell them to get off the field.
And
the way he did this was so amazing.
I did see that. It was at a stadium. This concert was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And everybody rushed the field at the same time when he hit it, and he calmed him down. I did remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, and this guy, I love this guy.
I know his speech. What he said was, all the people that said, stop rushing the field. We're trying to play a game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Y'all get back to the stand. Get back now.
Yeah, yeah. He's doing stuff. It's amazing, man. So this one is for you, man. It's Rufus Thomas, Rock Me Back, a.k.a. Rock Back.
All right.
Ah, ha, 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 ha. Ma, 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 ma. Believe it.
Je luistert nog steeds naar Funky Nassau, hier bij Radio Salto 106.8. We zijn bijna aan het einde van deze uitzending gekomen.
By the way, I got to interrupt you, I got to let him know.
Yeah, tonight, I was already done talking.
Yeah, I mean, you got damn right, you. I got something I want to say right now. Oh, right. Now be quiet now. Quiet! Now, what I want to say was, tonight at Mellow Mellow, located on the Monikstraat, the oldest blues club in Western Europe is Mellow Mellow. I'll be jamming there tonight if y'all want to come out and catch me for the last time. I'll have my steel underwear on, and Bam Bam's coming out to play drums. He'll have his G-string on. Something to look at now. Oh. Come on out and rock and roll with us one last
time.
Yeah,
so yeah, you're actually going to leave us next week, Lucy.
I leave a Friday of next week.
How can Amsterdam survive without you?
Oh, man? You know what, y'all? Here's the good thing. It'll get cold, so you guys can take your earplugs out and put your earmuffs on, because it'll get cold then, and I'll be gone. But I'll come back to warm you up the first week of July. I promise I'll be here. And I'll do 2 months of hard shows. I'm going to play everybody everywhere I can. So I'll be around. Look for us. Mudfoot. MUDDFOOTE. Two D's and put an E after the T. Nah. Law.
So is there anything you're going to bring from Amsterdam to L.A.?
As a matter of fact, I'm taking back with me a very prized possession. Those that know me, I'm a singer. I got a big mouth. I need a big mic. You know, Bam Bam had this mic he brought to one of the gigs, and it looked so good. I feel bad. I talked him into giving it to me. I was going to steal it anyway because I'm from L.A. But that is my prized possession.
It is a nice mic.
That is a badass microphone.
How would you describe the mic?
Man, it's old school. It's old school blues mic.
I think it's the Elvis mic.
Yes. Yeah, the one Elvis where he's shaking his hips when he's not supposed to. That's the mic it is. And it's chrome. It's in great condition. It's a Shure SM58.
Rip
but
off.
It's in a house. It's a rip. No, it is. It says Shure on the housing. There's an S on the housing. So I looked at that. So it's very authentic. And you know,
maybe it's the S from China.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Well, anyway, sorry. I don't want to interrupt.
China, you know? I'm going to take it back, folks. Okay. It could be a Japanese mic.
Sorry, I don't want to ruin the story. You know, this is a Shure. This is a great Shure mic.
Leave me alone with my story now, Lord. Anyways, that's my prize position. I'm taking it back for two reasons. It's the mic I always wanted, the look, and Uno gave it to me. Bam Bam gave it to me, and I love me some Bam Bam. That dude, man, him and me, we go together like tea and coffee. We go together like wine red. Red and wine go together. That's me and Bam on drums and
like
bass.
Wine and coffee.
No, all right. Coffee and cookies.
Beer and wine.
Actually, guys, you know the sad thing is none of that stuff actually worked together.
Let's finish the show with that one.
Gin and tonic.
There you go.
Bedankt voor het luisteren.
Rum and Coke.
Het was heel gezellig met jullie. Rooster, thank you so much.
Thank you, Amsterdam, for having me. I love this city. You guys rock. This whole city friggin' rocks. I love Amsterdam. We'll best city in the world.
We'll see you and hear you next year.
The month? What month would that be? I'd be here.
July.
First week of July. Oh, have mercy. Remember, the Reverend said, the rubber side faces down and the shiny side faces up.
Yeah.
All right.
So, okay. You know, also very, very happy you were here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we'll see you soon. And we're going to finish this episode with Bob Marley and the Wailers. Keep on moving. Because we got to keep on moving.
Y'all got to keep on moving.
You remember? Oh ja, lieve luisteraars. Een hele fijne avond. Tot volgende week.
People.